Oh, yay, SDL. It sounds like experimental music. Uh-oh.
Never could one have imagined the events that were to take place.
I already did.
The people in the city were astonished. But after a while, they grew more and more terrified. Maybe it wasn't
the
mud
itself.
That's
not a generic storyline, by the way.
But rather the fact that it appeared in such strange places that made the people run away in fear.
Yeah, like
in
the middle of the street.
News came in about houses that had sludge instead of water in their taps. About museums and shops filling up with mud over a single night. Even before the rubber boots ran out, the government spoke reassuringly to the citizens on radio and TV.
We reassure you that there is absolutely nothing
wrong. A popular TV announcer, just as she was assuring the viewers that there was no need to worry, got completely drenched in sludge. Nobody could believe them. People spoke of monsters and aliens, and several citizens had nasty and weird things to tell. Hunched and shapeless creatures were often seen peeping out of the mud that covered ever-increasing areas. People fled the city in terror, chased by mud-throwing creatures. Their last remaining hope disappeared when it was told that their greatest treasure, the five Sonixes, had been stolen from the town hall.
Sonixes.
Finally, when all the streets were completely empty of people, a miserable atmosphere enhanced by the foul noises of the monsters covered the city like wet pajamas. You realized that something had to be done, and the one to do it was you.
Oh boy.
Armed with determination and water, you put on your rain clothes and stepped out into the city.
Because water totally gets rid of mud.
Use arrow keys to navigate and press enter to confirm. New.
So this is when we can say, welcome to Let's Play Mud Splat, a game that...
we're going to be pigs playing in the dirt.
This game can also be played in Swedish, which we're not doing, but we're playing in Sweden. And I am in Sweden.
Yeah, that's kind of ironic. Okay, never mind.
We're also Apple to the core. This time both on Apple mics. Isn't that cool?
Isn't that awesome?
Him because his mics are broken, me because there's background noise and this handles it better.
True that.
And guess what? When was the last time I played this game? I think it was like 2005 or 6 or 7 or something like
Whoa.
That.
Whoa!
So yeah.
I can't even remember the last time I played.
Saying I'm out of practice is understating it a bit.
Dude, I don't even remember the sounds of the thing.
I just remember that this Sonic's music was a bit weird. And that is the only thing I remember. So, this is going to be new.
I remember it being somewhat fun, though.
What?
I remember it being somewhat fun, though.
I remember it being weird. Alright.
It is weird. High scores. Help. Quit.
I mean, those sounds just...
New.
Bonk, bonk, hit your head against some metal plank.
Load a previously saved new.
All right. Anyway,
choose a save position.
What kind of selection sound is that?
It's someone flushing a toilet, not succeeding.
Without water.
Makes sense. I mean, considering the storyline. And you know what? This is also a first...
So I guess the menu selection sound is someone bonking on their toilet.
Okay.
Thing.
Five.
So we have five save slots. That means there are five people that can partake at once and have their own muddy round
experience.
Saved. Yep.
Nice.
So, let's go.
Enter a name for the save file.
Doody McDuderson.
Y-D-U-D-Y. M-C-D-D-R-O-N. The Machine Room, Level 1.
The Machine Room! What? Okay, so... kind of sounds like someone snoring pretty badly.
Very
much. It's kind of very jumpy padding.
Yes. Like, there's nothing going on, and then when it suddenly moves to the middle.
It's like... Like, all of them die the same.
Oh yeah, I anticipate! Yeah, bitch!
You anticipated!
I anticipated that too!
77. The Machine Room, level 2.
That's the weirdest level countdown sound I've ever heard.
At least the background music gets different.
Well, apparently they racked some electronic equipment because now we get like sparks flying everywhere. Ugh.
With all that water? That little spark noise is me moving.
It might have been us, yeah.
This one. That is me.
Kind of sounds like my Nexus vibrating. What is that? So what did that just do?
I don't know. I remember this having a tutorial, but apparently it's not there anymore.
The tutorial has been removed. You can only play the tutorial after you've completed the game.
Time bonus, 97. The Machine Room, level 3.
Super Liam style.
I don't know when this game came out, but it's actually kind of big. It's 120 megs.
That must mean a lot of entertainment. Bill.
Oh, there we go. Different pain sound, finally.
Wow, that was a different pain sound, yeah. Oh yay, we got two at once now. And you are totally not anticipating right.
Not anymore.
Now it's just like left, space, left, space, left, space.
Not quite, but
almost.
Indeed. Notice that the timing didn't quite catch up and it sounded like I shot that thing from the left.
Time bonus 100.
No,
it didn't let me pick
the Machine Room, level 4.
I gotta say though, considering I'm running this in a VM and stuff, it's not very laggy at all.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
I'm not noticing anything.
It feels native. These monsters are not native, so they gotta go. Stop sleeping. Oh, good lord. Get it! I don't know what that did, but you might want to get that too. Do you even know what those do? I think that was not good.
Time bonus.
No, really.
100.
Notice that the very last one you kill has like more
reverb
on it.
The Machine Room, level 5.
True that. That is pretty cool. No game I've played did this, except non-audio games. That they're like different monsters to each level and not just each area.
Whoa, that one appeared right in front of me.
It spawned right on you.
One thing this game does seem to do is, oh yeah, another one's panned in front of me. It pans the wall noise depending on what side you're hitting. Failure.
Oh, nice. Now we got, like, actual music. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, no overkill. Why won't ya?
That was a
time
boss.
Time bonus, 95. Congratulations. Oh. You have recovered the first Sonics. Well done. This is how it sounds.
That's so beautiful.
Bonus level.
Oh boy.
How does this work again?
Oh.
Come on, your aim can't be that bad. I thought it would add them to the music. Cause you know they fit. That is so cool. Jam out, yeah!
I wish I knew what I was doing.
Aren't you just supposed to collect these thingies?
I do not know.
Bonus points, 120. The laboratory, level 1.
Whether that was good for you or not, but...
Nice. Welcome to
some other part of this Let's Play.
Yeah.
This doesn't really give us room to do segues, does it?
It really does not. It does not. Segway driving is not allowed.
Michael Zianisowicz disconnected.
Snoring nuts.
What?
You're snoring nuts.
Indeed.
Time bonus, 93. The laboratory, level 2.
Good day. My name is Professor Stupid.
Oh boy.
And I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, that sounded a little bit weird.
It's 10:30.
Yay.
Michael Zianisowicz connected.
Are you dealing with that random crap, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh well. This was.
I seriously wonder what they did record some of those.
If you haven't noticed, by the way, this Let's Play is couldn't get even more impromptu.
True that. We just thought like, hey, let's record something.
What should we play? Well, we could play this and that, but we could play Mudsplat.
You made that
let's
rhyme.
Play Mudsplat.
And then we couldn't find it at first because the lake was broken.
99. The laboratory.
Yay.
Level 3.
I like random numbers like that.
99?
Yep. What 9? The shit.
What was that 5 things?
I don't know. It means how many squirts I can do or something. I don't know. To make this
how
game
many
much
what?
More amusing, I tend to think that instead of throwing water on them, I pee on them. Because it sounds like that, and...
Whoa!
Oh, hello there.
That's a cool death sound.
I know.
Whoa.
surprisingly, and here's a random fact, the Japanese have developed a little game, I think it was Sega that did, where you're in a toilet and you have this huge screen in front of you, and you need to drag your pee stream.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done.
Time bonus.
I have successfully
I've read about that.
The every laboratory. Imaginable window
level
I could. Out of the game window, out of the VM, and out of God knows what else. Don't want you to do that.
I did hear about that piss stream control thing.
But the reason I thought of it is just
the thing is, there's only so much you can piss. What the heck? What do you do when you're done? Like, rack up a high score. Who can piss the most?
But the reason I was thinking of that is...
Hey, I piss more than you, bitch!
This game would lend itself quite well to being translated to that.
So you want to make a version of this game where you actually have to piss on monsters?
Yeah. Why not?
So I guess you're gonna ask like Aprone to do the hardware. Piss on your touchpad now.
That would be extremely awkward. That sounded so much more interesting because it had reverb.
Time bonus. 86. The laboratory.
I know, right?
Level 5.
I'm also... Oh, I think this is where the boss level happens. So, yay.
Nice. Boss level.
Boss level.
Boss level. Sounds like some of these are burping.
They're burping, snoring, vomiting, and some other stuff.
And licking.
This is vomiting. This was like...
Oh, nice effect. This game sounds retro in a way.
There exists much more retro than the games.
Bonus 67.
Was
another Sonics rescued. Together with the first one, they sound like this.
Who comes up with this?
Bonus level.
I don't know.
Hello? Oh, there we go. I think my neck hurts. Admit defeat! Zombies.
Supposed to hit some of these.
Natal and Esporectus connected.
Well, we didn't get any tutorial. Who can blame us?
This one does something good.
That probably didn't.
Oh, this one does.
That did.
Bonus points. Aww. 80. The power station, level 1.
The power station? That sounds like a Sony console.
True that. It's raining.
And it's powerful. Sparkly. Sparkly. Spark.lie.
Spark.lie. Wow, so I just went to that site to spark.ly.
Right?
Or .ly. It says working hard.
Madeline Eastbarak connected.
Oh.
And that's all it does.
We promise you that the next lifetime will not contain any random event sounds. Promise.
Sure.
What?
Are you sure?
I hope.
Time bonus 70. The power station, level 2.
The power station.
So we have 2 of 5 of these bits. So. I think I can finish this game by midnight.
What's the time? 10:38. I think we'll have it done before midnight, too. I mean...
live.
True that. No internet, nothing.
It will be also live stream, I hope.
Most definitely.
I hope you can get your mixer fixed by then. If not, we'll just figure something out.
I'll have it fixed by then, dude. If not, we can stream from your device.
Indeed.
You have a Zoom?
Yep.
Actually, that might even be a better idea.
I don't know if I'll be able to stop by my home. If I won't be able to, then that kind of sucks because I won't be able to take my patch cable. Oops.
Restart level.
Well, I have patch cables.
Oh, that's good. Well, but if I do, I'm using one now. I can always take my mixer, which I never bothered to hook up. Yeah.
Dude, you're right. Like, you had it for 2 years.
In case you don't fix yours, I can probably do it. I might not be going to Germany straight from the airport. Just don't know that yet. I'll have to ask.
Random confirmations, conversations, FTW.
Speaking of which, there was a very interesting airport case that happened where a certain Estonian individual, I think you all know who that might be, got stuck on the airport, missed his flight, had to pay for a new one, full price, because the helping people did not come on time. And he missed his check-in by 5 minutes. How depressing.
That is his what? By 5 minutes?
His check-in. You know, he didn't get up.
That is freaking...
I know.
Wow.
Time bonus.
That's just sad.
70.
I know.
The power station, level 3.
Ironically enough, my first ever flight, I ended up sleeping overnight in a hotel because, kind of, our flight got canceled.
My first flight ever, we couldn't take our packages and everything, like our luggage had to stay here because there were too many people in there and it would have been too heavy. So we went there and they said that our They said that our luggage would come later that day. When did it come? Like 3 days later.
Well, that's boring. Well, I mean, no,
I know.
But you know what I mean.
It sucks. We had to go and buy shit.
Oh, these things are kind of quick now.
Well, you died. It's getting intense.
I know. Oh yeah, I think I just had a bomb or something.
Well, people died. There was one on the left and it wasn't there anymore.
Time bonus. 71. The power station, level 4.
I don't remember if this game has a live system, I don't believe so.
Press L.
It does not do anything.
Nothing. Well, then it probably. I hope not.
Oh, yeah, did I have a big glitch there?
What happened?
And there was a bit of sound which just kind of came back.
I don't seem to hear the steps anymore for some reason.
Oh, they're there.
Oh, no, they're just quiet.
Well, let's call them steps.
I really wouldn't. And they don't sound different in any level. It's a
time
weird
bonus.
Sound.
74. The power
there's
station,
always,
level 5.
There's always some item at the end. And a monster, and you always take the monster, and then it always ends the level before you can take the item. Nicely done.
We have drank way too much soda because we have this much piss and
true that.
I think the boss comes now.
Yep, boss.
Time bonus.
Wow.
61. The third Sonics. You are fantastic.
Thank you.
The toy store, level 1.
The music isn't.
It's almost Toy Story.
And of course there had to be a toy store.
Well, this game was made for kids, so.
A game for kids that will probably give them nightmares.
With that music, yeah. Whoa. That's like a retarded baby or something, I don't know.
Time bonus time bonus. 80.
Oh, eight. Yeah.
The toy store, level 2.
Here's an item for you. That really sounds like a very depressed baby.
Of course this had to happen.
Natalie and Eastballrack connected.
Oh, I didn't even notice you leaving.
Yeah, my thingamajig died.
Get it now.
Oh, indeed, indeed.
So, as I was saying, this particular monster sounds like a very, very depressed baby.
Sometimes I wonder what people do to do this, like...
I would not pretend to know.
Time bonus.
You could totally see what I was doing there.
The toy store.
Yeah.
Ran out of squirts. So I had to do something about that.
Bubble bubble.
That sounds way too freaky for a toy store.
What is that?
Whoa, you're breaking up.
I know. What kind of toy store would that be, man? It's a freak store. Or that other kind of... That other kind
of... But there's one more option. If you're breaking up so much, you can always talk to us via Adium. And, you'll get
Aaron Spears disconnected.
Oh yeah, I will get nice Alex performance.
If you want to do that, it won't seem to have fixed itself for now.
It did fix itself. What I was gonna say, or this is the other kind of toy store. It's kind of amazing that we're so far in, and yet with every new level there appears to be some kind of new monster.
That's good, because the game doesn't get boring.
Boring.
At least with content.
Content!
DLC and March Massacre. It's a random fart.
Ah, yeah, right.
The part of the day.
And again! I was about to say, what the heck happened to the music?
Time bonus.
I'm sorry,
wow.
Laptop.
The toy
I'm
store,
sure
level 4.
You don't like me doing that, but...
Well, hey, you're designed to handle this kind of crap. You're a MacBook Pro. You are supposed...
I think the background music has someone puking in it.
Does it?
Yes, I think it does.
Ew, it does. Wow.
I've just also figured out, I think, what those little noises are at the beginning. I think that's how many shots you have.
Adrian Young disconnected.
That's when I kill them in time.
time bonus. 35.
But just
the toy store,
it?
Level 5.
We're about to leave the toy story. I mean, oops, copyright.
Approved.
Here's something else that's kind of random. Steve Jobs actually helped with the Toy Story movies, and also all of the music that comes with iPhoto that you can support slideshows is actually the main Toy Story
restart
theme.
Level.
Nice!
I like giving random tidbits like that. It makes this very boring let's play, not so boring, I guess. We don't care about that kind of thing, in which case, sorry. There isn't much else I can think of. Oh, die!
Own it, own it!
I think some of these monsters are now moving.
Byron reconnected. Adrian Leon connected.
Time bonus 29
and
eight.
The last one.
Nope.
Only one Sonic's left.
Yeah. Yeah, now I have synth bass and synth weirdness and more synth weirdness.
This is totally
the sewer,
FM.
Level 1.
The what?
The sewer.
Nice.
We're not going sewer surfing or not.
Dumpster diving.
Mossy McKillian connected.
Somebody tells me I should know the dumpster diving thing, but I don't.
What?
Somebody tells me I should know the dumpster diving thing, but I don't.
Well,
my mind is working at half capacity right now.
It's probably occupied by all these weird and disturbing sound effects.
Yeah, and then it's also going to sleep more.
There's like soft water dripping in the background. Well, not that soft.
If this is a sewer, then I do have to say this color is mud.
Time bonus 70.
Oh yeah,
nine.
I can move.
The sewer,
the
level
ended.
2.
I was about to say, you could actually do stuff.
Stuff being moving left and right.
Damn.
Restart level.
The music sounds depressed when you do that.
It kinda does. Is Is it just me, or do they play faster now?
Yeah, they move faster.
Wow, that was close.
Die.
Is there anyone else? You keep missing. We should make some kind of clone.
Okay.
Like a more realistic clone.
Time bonus. 45. The sewer. Level 3.
Level 3 of 5. On stage 5 of 5.
That's just freaking creepy. And that was freaking close.
Marty E. Killian disconnected.
Uh-oh. That is way too many people.
I have decided that I should not chase the power of Killian so much because it just makes me miss a lot.
Like that? Except there's no power up.
Time bonus 25. The sewer level 4.
Almost. We're almost done.
I think we can actually do this before 11 30. I'm moving my estimates back.
Yeah, it's just about. It's gonna say it's 11 in a minute. Just wait.
Marty E. Killian connected.
Said that first.
Well, yeah. I have no control over that.
Nope, it's my cousin signing into Facebook in case anyone cares. I think no one does.
And? I'm pretty sure the next thing it'll say will be the following.
It's 11 o'clock.
Nice work.
Owned. Like the boss I am.
Time bonus. 11. The sewer.
Oh,
level 5.
On 11 o'clock.
That was cool. That's coincidence. And the last level. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And even in the last level, there are still new monsters.
And new deaths to be died.
And new deaths.
To be died, yep. New monsters to be two monsters. New deaths to be died. I just barely cleared that screen.
Well, you almost died again. Nice. You're screwed. box. Which sounds like the one from earlier. What? Whoa. That's a little creepy.
It has multiple stages.
It even
astonishing. Now, when all the five Sonics are recovered, the monsters lose all their powers.
That is truly astonishing.
You won.
This is an extra news bulletin. The five Sonics have been brought back to the town hall. Today, Mayor Buria Dill thanked the anonymous hero who resolutely defeated the monsters that had taken over the city. Without fear and only armed with a water hose, the
Byron Lee disconnected.
Dealt with
the
creatures.
What determination
the monsters
go,
did indeed
that
get
too.
Uncovered and whitewashed.
Yeah, where he did the domination.
The mayor said, as he handed the keys to the city to the unidentified Redeemer, the combination of courage and skill unite miraculously in you.
Yeah, the skill of missing all
the
time. The
savior of the city was seen blushing slightly as the people cheered and applauded. The five Sonics have now been replaced to their pedestals with a plaque.
Who cares if he blushed or not?
Describing our hero's deeds, and the planning of a statue in the main square has already begun this morning. The popular artist, Gleamer Dunn, called the assignment flattering.
Gleamer
and
Young disconnected.
Started sketching on the back of a loaf of bread. The threat from outer space is eliminated for now. Please type your name and press enter.
For now, that's awesome.
The unidentified Redeemer. And it's kind of interesting that it's
what happened to the music over there on the left?
I don't know. So, my name will be just like the save file.
Y-S-E-R-O-N. You have reached the top of the high scores list. You are on first place.
Isn't that in?
Way!
I am on first place. Proper English. Very nice, very English proper.
I mean, just listen to the outro and the intro. You'll hear great English.
13,617. Game statistics. Number of monsters defeated. 396. Levels completed. 25.
Cool.
I didn't know there was that many.
Nice.
Wow.
13,006. Second place. A-N-N-E. 1,000.
Okay, so we can get out of here now.
Main menu.
Let's get out of that.
Help.
Now I'll see if the tutorial is enabled.
Quit. Help.
I missed that. Crap. Oh, well.
Oh, damn.
Quit.
Too late for that now. Well, we completed the game.
Well, we can always pretend it wasn't there before.
Yeah, we kind of messed up the bonus round, but apart from that, I think we did pretty good. So.
Yeah, I don't think we died too many times.
I don't think so.
And therewith.
That was a very depressing.
It died.
End. Wow, it took that long to close.
Ball.
That took a while. So.
Yeah, it's like an SDL thing, so I think what it does, it's like full screen mode, and it always takes forever to switch out a
Switch
out of full screen mode.
Right. So this has been Let's Play Montsplat, a very mini Let's Play, kind of.
But fun nevertheless.
Stay tuned for more. I don't know what we're doing when live.
Natal and Ispo Rectus connected.
Papa Sangre 2 when it's out, of course.
If it will be out when we're there, even if we won't be there, when it will be out. We will
play it.
Unless it happens not to work on either.
We should do it blind, too. We never played it before.
Alright. Yeah, we can do that. And you know, I hope that will work on either an iPhone 4 or an iPod Touch 5th generation. Because if it won't, then that would be not very good.
We're screwed.
We would not be able to do it. Unless someone gives us a free iPhone 5 or something, we won't use this phone.
Yeah, that would be cool. Can I have your iPhone 5? We need it to play games.
If anyone wants to sell an iPhone 5 or an iPad or something for $0, then contact either me or Gore and stuff.
Perfect.
And I think you should have it because you are the one with the slightly crappier iDevice. So yay.
Yeah, I have an iPhone 4.
That's what you're using, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, I don't think I want to say what I'm doing this on because I think everyone would suddenly go all nuts. But anyway, this has been a Let's Play.
Yeah, totally. Like an Acer notebook.
It's a Hackintosh.
For $200.
Yep. Which has been made into a
Hackintosh. I think people know now. As if people didn't figure out from the goddamn constant Alex jabber.
Indeed. So, this recording is now ending after 57 minutes and
Switch off.
About 1.3 gigabytes of raw recording audio, which we'll have to shrink, and I will be working on that now.
Have fun with that.
This has been Let's Play...
Let's Play Mudsplat, and we've been like pigs in the dirt. Oh, wait.
The pigs in the dirt. Anyway, talk to you next time.